Chapter 5. A few months after Jiang Fengmian had taken Wei Wuxian in, he had nearly drowned in the lake. He had told his new family that he knew how to swim, because they wanted to go out on the lake together, and he didn't want to admit that he couldn't. How hard could it be? His child's brain had figured. He'd watched Jiang Cheng and Jiang Enli splash around as if it were nothing. Slap the water hard enough, and it seemed to do what you wanted. He'd made a decent show of it for the first few minutes, mimicking Jiang Cheng's movements, fooling them into thinking that he really did know how. Then Jiang Cheng had splashed him and a bit of water had gone down his windpipe and he had panicked. Unable to tell them what was wrong while his body was too busy trying to breathe, he pushed on the water but couldn't hold himself up. In less than a minute, while Jiang Fengmian was distracted by a lotus seed pod Jiang Yinli had brought him, he had sunk underneath the surface. He could still vividly remember those few moments before Jiang Fengmian had noticed, jumped into the lake, and hauled him back to the surface. That eerie feeling of being weightless, being able to move, but unable to move himself. The precious air he needed only a few feet away, but somehow as unreachable as the moon. The way the light from the sun had slowly grown further and further away as he sank. The way the darkness closed in around him. That was what fighting the Yin Iron was like. He was suspended in a darkness that was threatening to swallow him whole. Occasionally, he got a glimpse of light or a murmur of a voice he had once known but could no longer recognize. And no matter how much he struggled, he did not move. The weight on his limbs, dragging him down, did not lessen. He was so tired. The only thing that came through clearly was the music. It was a song he knew, although he couldn't say how. He had the feeling it had been important to him, sometime in the far distant past, when he had been a completely different person. But when he was so exhausted he couldn't fight anymore, he let go, and the song lifted him, held him, kept him from sinking entirely into darkness. Lan Chan. He was so tired.
Wei Ying.
A voice said, a voice he knew or had known.
You must keep fighting.
I'm so tired, Lan Chan.
You must keep. Fight.
I hate you. Look at the disaster you've brought to our clan. Wei Wuxian screamed. The resentful energy tore into him, teeth and claws digging into his flesh, tearing him apart. He could see Wen Chao's smirk, Wen Chuliu's implacable non-expression. The pain in his chest was crushing him. Hatred and rage filled the empty place where his golden core and his family had been. Do you want revenge? The darkness asked, and Wei Wuxian screamed his answer into the void. He fought. What's happening? Jiang Yanli asked, clutching at Wei Wuxian's hand as his body shuddered and spasmed. It was a terrifying sight. His eyes were wide open, but he clearly could neither see nor hear them. And his body was as taut as a bowstring, cords on his neck standing out, back arched to the point where Lan Wangji feared he was going to snap in half. Kneeling next to her, Wen Qing said, "He's fighting. Don't be afraid. This is a good thing." Jiang Yanli nodded tearfully and began to wipe down Wei Wuxian's rigid face with a damp cloth. "Asian," she said, her voice soft. "Xian Tian, we're here. You can do this. You're so strong. Asian, we're here." Eventually, Wei Wuxian's shudders subsided. His body relaxed. He panted for breath and his eyes focused slightly.
Should you?
Yes! Jiang Yinli squeezed his hand harder. I'm here, Xian Xian. Acheng and I, Hangun Jun and Wen Gongxi, and Wen Gunyong.
Wei Wuxian's hand tightened on hers so that she let out a gasp of pain. His eyes lost their focus, head tossed back again, as another shudder racked him.
Lan Chan!
I am here, Lan Wangji said, reaching out for his other hand, where he had wrapped the ribbon around it, leaving the silver decoration still nestled into his palm and tying it around his wrist.
Play for me, please.
He did not have to ask twice. Lan Wangji immediately took out his guqin and began to play their song, a song he could, by now, have played in his sleep. Wei Wuxian's body relaxed again. Jiang Yinli carefully wiped away his tears, smoothed down his hair. Jiang Cheng took Wei Wuxian's hand and winced when he saw how tightly he had been clutching at Jiang Yinli, having left marks on her. She softly assured him that she was fine.
It's such a beautiful song, Han Guanjun, she said. I can see why Asian likes it so much. He always seems to rest more easily when you're playing it.
Lan Wangji said. The room grew quiet, except for the music. Wei Wuxian slept. He was so tired and cold and hungry that when the man knelt in front of him, he didn't automatically run away. Wei Ying, the man said, clearly stunned to find him here, digging in the trash in search of food. Is it you? Wei Wuxian nodded, and the man took him home and gave him food and a hot bath and a soft place to sleep. The man was lying on the floor at Lotus Pier in a pool of blood. The man taught him how to swim, how to shoot a bow, how to use a sword. The man was lying on the floor at Lotus Pier in a pool of blood. If you want revenge, the darkness whispered, you're going to have to fight harder than this.
Let me sit with him for a while, Han Guanjun,
Wen Ying said quietly.
You've been awake for 3 days straight. Jia Jia is afraid you're going to develop a fever if you keep pushing yourself like this.
Lan Wangji shook his head.
Playing for him seems to be the only thing that helps his condition.
I know, but you need to pace yourself. Jia Jia said that this could take weeks or even longer. He's resting comfortably for the moment, so now is a good time for you to take a break.
Lan Wangji closed his eyes for a long moment, knowing that Wen Ying was right, but not wanting to admit it. For days, all he had done was play the guqin and think loudly at Wei Wuxian without ever receiving a response. All he could sense from the other man's mind was absolute darkness. Even those brief moments he had been awake, there had just been panic and pain before it pulled him back under.
You will wake me if his condition changes,
he said, trying to make it a question when it really wasn't. Wen Ying nodded.
Of course.
Wangji,
Lan Zichen said quietly and beckoned him out of the jinxia so he wouldn't disturb the others.
Ah, Jiang Zongchu, you probably want to hear this as well, he added.
Jiang Cheng looked around as if to see who he was addressing, then remembered that Jiang Zongchu was him and got to his feet.
I got word from Ming Chui Xiong.
Lan Wangji felt his body tense. He had known, for the past several days, that Lan Zichen was reaching out to Nie Mingchui to start a counteroffensive, and they had all been waiting for the reply.
He agrees with the plan Wen Gunyong and I have outlined, Lan Zichen said. I am leaving for Qinghe tomorrow, Both of you are welcome to come with me, or to stay here, whichever you think would be best for Wei Gongxi.
I want to go, Jiang Cheng said immediately. If I'm there, surviving disciples from Yunmeng will join us. I'm learning how to use Zijian, and...
He managed a weak smile.
Wei Wuxian really only reacts to Ajie and to Hangguan Jun anyway.
Your assistance will be most welcome, Lan Xichen said.
Wangji? I need to stay, Lan Wangji said.
Lan Xichen nodded. I will send updates as frequently as I can.
I can't wait any longer to touch you.
Wei Wuxian was falling again, his entire body permeated by a hollow sense of loss. His family, his power, his dreams, his future, stolen in the blink of an eye. He would never be what he had wanted to be, never achieve what he had wanted to achieve. Memories flickered in and out of the days where he had been young and innocent and believed he could accomplish anything. He felt like it was a completely different person, and he couldn't believe how quickly the world had pulled his life apart.
I would rather risk falling than leave you alone.
He was so tired. The hatred wore him out. The rage couldn't compete with the grief. He wanted to let go, sink into the blackness and let it take him. At least then, maybe he would stop hurting. At least then, maybe he could rest.
Keep this safe for me until I get back.
They were just memories. They weren't voices. The connection was gone. He could reach out to Lan Wangji, but he could no longer hear him. The spell had linked their golden cores, and his was gone. Lan Wangji couldn't help him anymore. Jiang Fengmian couldn't help him anymore.
Are you giving up?
The darkness whispered.
No, he whispered back. I just finally figured out how to fight.
Not to regain what he had lost, which he accepted now as impossible. Not for vengeance, although he still desired it. Just for himself. Just to live and be Wei Wuxian again. He didn't need any more reason to fight than that. Lan Wangji startled as Wei Wuxian abruptly lurched upright, clutching at his chest.
Wei Ying.
Woken by his voice, Jiang Yanli threw her blankets aside and climbed out of the bed.
Asian!
He turned to look at both of them, and Jiang Yanli recoiled. His eyes were completely black. Swirls of resentful energy coiled around his hands. Even Lan Wangji was stunned into immobility. Wei Wuxian crawled out of bed. His movements barely looked human. He used the wall to push himself to his feet and staggered towards the door of the Jinxia. That jarred Lan Wangji into motion.
Wei Ying!
He shouted and made as if to grab him, but Wen Qing grabbed his arm.
Wait, she said. He's fighting. If there's somewhere he wants to go, we should let him.
This isn't what fighting looks like, Jiang Yanli cried. This isn't ASEAN! Lan Wangji agreed. He shoved Wen Qing aside and caught up with Wei Wuxian just as he got outside. Then he stopped again. The sword of the Xuan Wu was hovering in midair, a few feet from the Jinxia. Wei Wuxian was reaching for it.
Wei Ying, no!
Lan Wangji felt a sudden, sharp pain in his neck. It traveled all the way down his arm, which suddenly wouldn't move. He stumbled and fell before he could get to Wei Wuxian or the sword.
Trust me, Wen Qing shouted. You have to trust me.
Wei Wuxian grasped the sword by the hilt. He slammed the point of it down into the loose stones by the path and screamed into the sky, shadows pouring out of his mouth. Lan Wangji's breath caught in his throat. The darkness that was swirling around Wei Wuxian was coalescing around the sword. Dissipating?
No, not dissipating. Being pulled back into the iron. Wen Qing had been right. Wei Wuxian hadn't wanted to risk expelling the negative energy into the room with all of them. He was forcing it back into the sword where it had come from. Lan Wangji used his good arm to pull the needle out of his neck, but didn't attempt to approach Wei Wuxian again, instead grabbing Jiang Yanli before she could.
"Wait," he said hoarsely. "Wait."
The resentful energy was gone, leaving only the sword. The air was still and silent, except for Wei Wuxian panting softly.
"Wei Ying,"
Lan Wangji whispered. Wei Wuxian turned to look at him. His eyes were normal again. Tears were streaming down his cheeks.
"Lan Chan,"
he choked out. Lan Wangji bolted the few feet between them and caught him before he could fall. He smoothed Wei Wuxian's hair back out of his face and tried to assess his condition.
"Is it gone?"
he asked, although he didn't know why he thought Wei Wuxian would know. Wei Wuxian shook his head.
"Not gone,"
he coughed, body trembling in Lan Wangji's arms.
"Mine, under control."
Lan Wangji didn't like the sound of that at all, but he decided to let it go for the time being. Wei Wuxian was awake, talking, coherent. They could discuss this later. Right now, he just wanted to hold Wei Wuxian for the next several hours. He helped Wei Wuxian limp back towards the Jinxia. Jiang Yanli was standing at the entrance with her hands over her mouth.
"Xian Xian,"
she whispered.
"Shijie."
Wei Wuxian let go of Lan Wangji and collapsed into her arms, burying his face in her hair.
"Shijie."
Lan Wangji helped them both inside and nodded to Wen Qing.
"Thank you,"
he said quietly. And she nodded as well.
"Jiang Cheng,"
Wei Wuxian mumbled.
"Off fighting the Wen clan with Qi Fengzhen and Zhe Wujun,"
Jiang Yanli said, squeezing his hands.
"You're still so cold. Are you hungry? I'll make you some soup."
Wei Wuxian nodded and managed a wobbly smile.
"Shijie's soup is the best. Lan Chan still hasn't had it yet. I don't know if they have lotus root here, but I'll do my best,"
Jiang Yanli said, dropping a kiss onto his forehead before leaving the Jinxia. Wen Qing cleared her throat and said,
"We'll give you some privacy,"
before taking her brother and pulling him out of the Jinxia as well. Silence sat between them for a long, uncomfortable moment.
"Still holding the ribbon. That's a little weird, isn't it? Should I give it back to him? But that's weird, too, after holding on to it for so long. Ugh, I must look terrible. I can feel how terrible I look. How long was I unconscious? Feels like an eternity, but..."
Lan Wangji carefully pulled in a breath. He reached out and took Wei Wuxian's hands in his, carefully unwrapping the ribbon around Wei Wuxian's wrist.
"It has been 9 days since I found you in the burial mounds,"
he said.
"You look as if you need several good meals and nights of sleep, but I would not go so far as to say you look terrible. And you can keep holding onto the ribbon as long as you need to."
Wei Wuxian stared at him.
"How?"
"I don't know,"
Lan Wangqi said.
"I don't care. You are here with me. That is all that matters."
"But I can't..."
Wei Wuxian's voice was strained, ragged.
"I can't be your cultivation partner anymore. I don't have a core."
"I don't care. You are here with me. That is all that matters."
Wei Wuxian folded into his embrace. His thoughts were chaotic, and overall Lan Wangji could tell that he still didn't entirely agree or accept what Lan Wangji was saying. But he was too tired to argue. And he was letting Lan Wangji hold him. For now, Lan Wangji thought, that would have to be enough. Wei Wuxian was asleep by the time his sister arrived with the soup.
He had meant to stay awake, and he certainly was hungry. But the soothing motion of Lan Wangqi's hand over his hair lulled him into sleep before 10 minutes had gone by. When he woke, he was ravenous. Hunger had practically consumed his dreams. He looked around, then gingerly separated himself from Lan Wangqi, who he found that he was sprawled out on top of. Lan Wangqi didn't twitch, which surprised him, and he studied the other man in concern.
"You should let him sleep,"
a quiet voice said, and Wei Wuxian half-turned to see Wen Ying setting down a basket.
"Wen Ying," he said, blinking, "how did you get here?"
That's right, you wouldn't know," Wen Ying laughed and ducked his head shyly. "I heard about you, what happened at Lotus Pier, and snuck away from Jia Jia in hopes that I could find and help you. She came after me. She was so angry. But she agreed to help Jiang Gongxi and Han Guanjun at least find out where Wen Chao had taken you, if they agreed to take me back to safety. Except then she found out they had thrown you into the burial mounds. Han Guanjun knew that you would need treatment, so he talked her into coming to Cloud Recesses."
"And that was 9 days ago?"
Wei Wuxian said, remembering what Lan Wangqi had said. Wen Ying shook his head.
12 at this point. It took Han Guanjun 2 days to get to and from the burial mounds and get here with you, and then you were unconscious for 10 days.
"He said 9 when I asked earlier. Did I sleep another entire day?"
"No, only a few hours. But to be honest, I'm not surprised he doesn't know how many days it had been. He's been up with you almost the entire time. Jia Jia and I practically had to force him to sleep. He passed out as soon as you did. Both our sisters are sleeping as well. But Jiang Gunyang left some food prepared for when you woke. I'll make tea."
Wei Wuxian nodded.
"Thank you, Wen Ying."
Wen Ying ducked his head again and went over to where he had a pot of water near the fire, staying warm. He was silent as he made the tea and took out some of the food that Jiang and Li had made. It would have been better warm, but Wei Wuxian didn't care. It was the best tasting food he had ever had.
"What else is happening?"
he asked with his mouth full. "They said Jiang Cheng went to fight the Wens?" Wen Ying nodded.
"Jia Jia talked with Zhou Jun a lot. They came up with some sort of plan. She wouldn't tell me any of it, though. I think she was afraid that I would try to help, and she was already upset enough. Zhou Jun and Jiang Zongchu went to meet up with Chu Fengtun."
The words Jiang Zongchu in conjunction with Jiang Cheng made Wei Wuxian's chest ache. He tried to ignore it, eating as quickly as he was capable.
"Or in the basket?" She made a lot."
"Great." Wei Wuxian slowly unwrapped Lan Wangji's ribbon from around his wrist, carefully centered the decoration on Lan Wangji's forehead, and then lifted his head slightly so he could tie it. Lan Wangji slept soundly through this, as if he could tell that Wei Wuxian was not a threat. It reminded him of the cave, where he had tied Lan Wangqi's ribbon on while he slept. And he smiled sadly.
"Hey, Wen Ying, can I go get some fresh air? Is that okay?"
"It should be fine," Wen Ying said. "I can go with you."
"Thanks," Wei Wuxian said. He allowed Wen Ying to help him to his feet. He grabbed the basket on the way out. He stood in the courtyard for a long minute, studying the sky. It was so calm and so peaceful, but he could feel the cold energy of the yin iron lapping at his senses, begging for blood, for revenge, for carnage. He could not stay in Cloud Recesses.
"Hey, Wen Ying," he said, still studying the sky.
"Thanks for coming to Lotus Pier to help me out, even if it didn't quite work the way you wanted it to. Will you do me a favor?"
"Of course,"
Wen Ying said, nodding eagerly.
"Don't tell your sister I did this."
The sword was in his hand. He swung hard, slamming the flat of it into Wen Ying's stomach. He doubled over, choking for breath. "I'm sorry," Wei Wuxian said, and struck downwards on the back of Wen Ying's neck with a closed fist. He dropped to the ground, unconscious. "I'm sorry," Wei Wuxian repeated more quietly. He looked back towards the Jinxia, where the others were sleeping, and whispered one last time, "I'm sorry." Wei Wuxian was a good 10 miles away from Cloud Recesses when he felt a sudden wash of confusion, which changed almost instantly into concern, which then hardened into rage. He winced away from Lan Wangji's intense emotions and tried to pretend he couldn't feel them. That lasted all of 14 seconds before Lan Wangji said into his mind in a biting tone,
"Did you forget we are psychically connected?"
"I didn't forget," Wei Wuxian protested, and tried to turn off the rest of his thoughts before Lan Wangji could hear them. He hadn't forgotten at all, but it still seemed like they shouldn't be. He had figured that with some distance or some time, it would probably wear off. And even if they were still psychically connected, it didn't change anything. He couldn't stay in Cloud Recesses, and he couldn't ask Lan Wangji to walk this path with him. Telepathic bond or no telepathic bond. He had figured this argument would be easier to have mentally rather than physically. Of course, all these thoughts were broadcast to Lan Wangji anyway, who responded with force.
"You are an idiot."
Wei Wuxian scowled and kicked at a rock as he continued to make his way down the path, adding a little more speed. It was all well and good for Lan Wangji to think he was stupid. He didn't understand, couldn't understand, what Wei Wuxian was going to have to do now. There was momentary silence from the other end of the bond. And then Lan Wangji thought,
"Oh, and you knocked out poor Wen Ying. Marvelous. His sister is going to kill you."
"I told him not to tell her," Wei Wuxian responded automatically. Lan Wangji's exasperation came across loud and clear.
"Then you shouldn't have hit him so hard that he was still unconscious when I woke up."
Wei Wuxian cursed, internally and externally.
"Maybe you could. If you are seriously thinking of asking for me to cover for you with Wen Qing after you snuck off while I was sleeping without so much as a word, I suggest you think twice or even three times about that idea."
Lan Wangji's tone was the sourest Wei Wuxian had ever heard it. He could vaguely feel on the other end of the bond Lan Wangji's gentle concern for Wen Ying as he helped him sit up and drink some water and reassured him that he wasn't angry that he had let Wei Wuxian run away. Wei Wuxian felt a pang of guilt as he saw Wen Ying's teary apologies through Lan Wangji's eyes.
"Good,"
Lan Wangji snapped.
"You should feel guilty."
"Come on, Lan Chan. I couldn't stay in Cloud Recesses, and you know it."
Icy silence met this reply. Several long moments later, Lan Wangji began internally reciting the Lan disciplines. Wei Wuxian figured that this was probably because the first was "Thou shalt not kill," and he probably needed to be reminded of that right now. He realized his mistake too late, almost an hour later, when Lan Wangji, still internally reciting, leapt over his head and landed on the path in front of him.
"Ah, Lan Chan, no fair!"
Wei Wuxian protested automatically, realizing the meditation had been to keep Wei Wuxian from seeing that he was coming after him. Lan Wangji gave him a look which clearly implied, without even needing a telepathic bond, that Wei Wuxian was choosing a hell of a time to lecture about fairness. Wei Wuxian ducked his head and looked away.
"I can't stay in Cloud Recesses."
"So you knocked out Wen Ying, returned my ribbon to me in my sleep, and left without a word?"
Lan Wangji bit out, fury coursing down the bond. And Wei Wuxian had to fold his arms over his stomach to hide the fact that he was shaking. "What was I supposed to do instead?" Wei Wuxian interrupted. "You wouldn't have wanted to let me go."
and apparently wanting to have a discussion about it was too much to ask, Lan Wangqi said.
I mean, you're not much of one for discussing things. Wei Wuxian saw his attempts to be flippant were only making things worse. He sighed, trying to collect his thoughts and put them in some semblance of order. I can't ask you to come with me, Lan Chan.
But you can ask me to stay behind, to give up my soulmate.
How can you still call me that? Wei Wuxian shouted. Is this a fucking joke to you? I'm not your soulmate anymore. I'm not your cultivation partner, and I never will be again. I lost my golden core.
It doesn't change anything.
It changes everything. Wei Wuxian turned away from him, trembling. How can you not understand that? He could feel Lan Wangqi's grief for his loss pouring through their bond, and he hated it. He didn't want pity. He didn't need compassion. He needed to be let the hell alone so he could do what he needed to do. Slowly, Lan Wangqi said,
It changes nothing of how I feel for you.
Wei Wuxian said nothing, and he knew his thoughts were too jumbled for Lan Wangqi to understand them. There was nothing but loss and pain and a pervading sense that he would never be the same. He would never be worthy of whatever it was Lan Wangqi felt for him, whether it had changed or not.
Can you still not name that feeling?
Lan Wangqi asked, stepping closer.
You said you understood it, but you could not name it. Is that still true?
Wei Wuxian felt it at the edges of his senses, that solid, steady emotion that underpinned so many of his conversations with Lan Wangqi. He tried to push it away, but couldn't. He knew what it was, but couldn't bring himself to think the word.
That's fine,
Lan Wangqi told him.
You don't have to name it if you're not ready. But my feelings have not changed, and they will not change, and I will not leave your side, no matter what path you choose to walk.
But I'm... Wei Wuxian started, and then found he couldn't open his mouth.
Seriously, Lan Chan? Seriously?
Lan Wangqi just stared at him.
You said you could no longer be my cultivation partner. But if that's the case, how could we still be bound this way? If you cannot speak aloud, then you will have to continue to use it, or be silent. And I know you're not capable of that, so...
Wei Wuxian stomped his foot and looked at the sky.
Rude!
The accusation didn't faze Lan Wangqi in the slightest.
So you feel you cannot stay in cloud recesses while you learn to control the resentful energy. Where are we going?
Wei Wuxian glowered at him for a long minute before he turned to stomp down the road. Lan Wangqi followed, his pace calm and unhurried, looking as statuesque as ever.
I'm going back to the burial mounds. It's the only place I'll be isolated enough that I'll be able to experiment with it. And you can't come with me, at least not long term. The resentful energy will taint your golden core.
Lan Wangqi said, his mental tone unconcerned. Wei Wuxian expected him to argue, but instead he said,
Very well. I will stay in Yilin. You should spend the days practicing and the nights with me. I can play cleansing for you to help protect you from any mental or physical damage.
Yilin is occupied by the Wen,
Wei Wuxian said.
Everywhere is occupied by the Wen at this point,
Lan Wangqi replied.
Except Lan Ling, and I'm certainly not going there.
Wei Wuxian gave a snort despite himself.
I'm not coming and going all the way from Yilin every day. I can't ride a sword, remember? And by foot, it's at least a 2 or 3 hour journey. And you can't come get me because you don't have a sword to ride.
He again expected Lan Wangqi to argue with him. But after a moment of consideration, he agreed.
Very well. 3 days in the burial mounds, and then one with me.
Fine.
Wei Wuxian thought with a sigh. Because, well, just because he was agreeing didn't mean he had to actually do it. Lan Wangqi swung around and pinned him down with a stare.
Wei Yang.
Ah, oh, fuck, you heard that, huh?
Wei Wuxian winced.
Lan Wangji just stared harder.
Don't make me come get you, Wei Ying. You won't like what happens after that.
Wei Wuxian couldn't stick his tongue out, so he very carefully visualized it happening before he huffed off down the path.